spoken version of this ShareMaestro market report. Full article. Garmin's 27.9% month top scientific instruments as confirmation stays modest near the high. Garmin closed at $310.9, only 0.6% below its 52-week high. With the weekly trend signal active, but volume running at just 1.1 times its recent average. Research brief. Garmin's latest week added 5.8%, taking its 4-week advance to 27.9%, and its 12-week gain to 38.3%. The move places the stock near the top of its yearly range and ahead of its scientific and technical instruments peer group on medium-term momentum. Although participation is still only modestly above normal and valuation distance is now a clearer risk. Key points. 1. GRMN finished the week of 7 August at $310.9, up 5.8% and just 0.6% below its $312.7 52-week high. 2. The trend signal remains active with an 18-week active streak, while price sits 30.0% above the weekly trend line at $239.1. 3. Volume reached 4.9 million shares, equal to 1.1x both the 13-week and 52-week averages, a positive but not forceful confirmation. 4. Garmin ranks first in its U.S. scientific and technical instruments industry on 4-week return, against an industry average of negative 2.8%. 5. The stock trades 67.0% above ShareMaestro fair value, making valuation stretch and reversal risk more important after the sharp advance. Price action. Near the ceiling after a strong month, Garmin added 5.8% in the latest completed week, closing at $310.9 and placing the stock at 98.6% of its 52-week range. The advance followed a 20.9% jump in the prior week, leaving the shares just 0.6% below the $312.7 yearly high and well above the $184.3 low. The momentum profile remains broad across timeframes: 27.9% over 4 weeks, 38.3% over 12 weeks, 54.9% over 26 weeks, and 36.0% over 52 weeks. That is a strong continuation setup, but the current range position also means fresh gains are being made from an elevated base rather than from a low-risk recovery zone. Signal state and market dynamics. The weekly trend signal is active, with Garmin in an 18-week active streak and 31 of the past 52 weeks active. The latest close is 30.0% above the ShareMaestro trend line at $239.1, giving the stock a sizable trend cushion. The signal stack is constructive overall, although activity pressure shows no fresh buy signal, despite a positive latest reading of 0.66. Relative strength is positive at 20.02, and the historical expectancy read is also positive at 56.54%. The mixed point is confirmation quality. Activity and relative strength have improved sharply from 4 weeks ago, but volume has not expanded enough to show broad, forceful participation in the latest leg. Volume and participation. Weekly volume was 4.9 million shares, above the 13-week and 52-week averages of 4.4 million, giving both volume ratios a neutral 1.1x reading. That supports the move, but it is well below the 8.9 million shares traded during the 31 July breakout week. The latest advance therefore looks confirmed, but not emphatically. A move near a 52-week high with only modest volume can keep momentum intact, yet it leaves the stock more sensitive to profit-taking if activity pressure fades or if follow-through slows. Sector and industry context. Garmin sits in U.S. technology within the U.S. scientific and technical instruments industry with a market value of $45.9 billion. The stock's 5.8% week trailed the broader technology group's 8.8% average weekly return, but it was broadly in line with the industry's 5.7% average. The stronger evidence is over longer windows. Garmin's 27.9% 4-week gain is far ahead of the industry average of negative 2.8%, and its 38.3% 12-week gain compares with 7.8% for the group. Trend breadth is 57.1%. And relative strength breadth is 53.6%, while positive market dynamics breadth is only 32.1%. That means Garmin is one of the clearer momentum names in its industry, but the group backdrop is not uniformly supportive. Valuation distance and risk. The main risk is no longer trend repair, but distance. Garmin trades 67.0% above ShareMaestro fair value at $186.10 and 30.0% above its trend line, while recent weekly volatility is 6.3% versus a 52-week base of 5.3%. The risk file also flags 9 recent reversal markers in the smart money record. The up-down split remains slightly positive, with 27 higher weeks and 25 lower weeks over the past year. Average winning weeks have been stronger than losing weeks, at 4.1% versus negative 3.0%. But after a 27.9% month, the next test is whether the stock can hold high-range prices without relying on another volume spike. What to watch next? The cleanest near-term reference points are the $312.70 52-week high, the $239.10 trend line, and the activity pressure reading. Holding near the high while activity pressure stays positive would support the continuation case. A slip in pressure with volume remaining near average would make exhaustion risk more visible. A volume ratio above 1.5 times on another advance would provide stronger participation evidence. Without that, Garmin still has a constructive weekly profile, but the balance between momentum and valuation stretch is becoming more finely balanced. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.